This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody, this is for Thursday. And like always, we hope you're doing great. We thank you for sharing your day or your night with us. And we're excited to be together, if you can't tell. We enjoy doing this so much because we get to do it together. We've got another great topic, we think. And here's what it is, if you haven't already read about it. Do you have trouble asking for what you need? Are you fear you'll be rejected, maybe confronted, or maybe you feel like what you need doesn't matter? Well, we want to help you to properly convey your needs to other people without fear of people, fear of man, okay? And we found some great passages concerning this, because it's fear, not it's just fear of man, fear of woman too, fear of people. That's really what this boils down to.
That's
fear
true.
Of people.
Yeah.
And also fear of feelings. We don't want to feel any of that stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, it's, are you willing to sacrifice your self-esteem and just stuff all that, let resentment build, or learn to have the courage you need to say what really matters anyway?
Yeah, without that fear, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Galatians 1:10 says, obviously I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God.
Mm-hmm. And if he's telling you that you need to go on and say this, then you're pleasing him.
Yeah, you know, and what does Paul tell us? It says, if pleasing people were my goal, then I would not be Christ's servant. Mm-hmm. You become, what you do is you become their servant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also in Proverbs 29:25, that scripture says, fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety.
Right.
Wow, that's for sure, man.
And when you have deep roots in God and you get into these situations, especially if you're a timid kind of person, sort of non-confrontational, more of a people pleaser, it's really difficult to state your needs.
Yeah.
You probably wish sometimes I was one of those kind, don't you?
No, honey.
Really? Because I don't really have any problem telling you what I need.
That is true. Well, but I guess I was lying a little bit. No. My lovely wife, who is the most gorgeous woman in the world, she is brutally honest at times. And but you know what?
Stand with me.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but you know what? So am I.
Yeah.
And,
Well, you've gotten better at it, too.
I have, but you know, I, you know, especially since I've come to know the Lord, I mean, if being truthful means disappointment or confrontation or being fear of rejection, then you know what? That's okay. You know? But you always have to be real cognizant of what you're doing. You know, you can say the truth or be honest in a loving way. You don't have to be really horrible about it or a hateful person.
That's right.
Just because you think, well, I'm just going to be honest, you know. But you know what? It may really hurt that person and scar them, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Sometimes it's okay to, you know, let them down easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't think you're all that in a bag of chips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to tell them the way I think. You know what? Why don't you just step back for a minute, let God handle the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and fear of disappointment, you know, and confrontation, rejection. Man, I had three people call me last week that I haven't heard from a long time from another state that I used to live in. And I hadn't seen them in a while. And they've been, you know, I could tell on the phone, you know, this is my PJ, pre-Jesus days. I could tell they've been drinking a little bit. You know, and, you know, they're saying how much they miss me, and, you know, and wish I was back in Arkansas. Oh, I'm sorry. I said where they're from. But, and, of course, I love them, too, and miss them. And I remember one of them saying, you know, I can tell, I guess you can tell we've been drinking. You know, I hope you don't think bad about us. I was thinking, you know what, man? I told him, I said, don't have that fear. I'm your friend. And one of them said, hey, I just want to let you know we've been listening to your podcast and we're going to Bible studies and we're going to church on Sundays. And you know what? I got a lump in my throat.
Mm-hmm. Of course you did. And that's what this is all about. We don't just sit here so that you and I can, you know, laugh, you know, across the world and, you know, go on about our day. This is all about exactly what that phone call was about.
Right.
Them hearing the Lord through what we're saying and being changed. Right?
That's true. You know, and just the fact that they were telling me, you know, that they're starting to go to the Bible study again, and like I said, I got a lump in my throat because I was thinking, you know what, man? I don't ever want any of my friends from the past to think that I'm judging them. Because as Paul said, I'm the worst sinner.
And what a joy for us to know they're listening.
That's right.
And like we always say, we love hearing that.
So y'all know who you are.
And you remain anonymous.
Yeah.
That's what you choose. We won't say anything.
Yeah,
it just encourages others.
These three people know who you are. I just want to say, I'm giving you a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only do I love you,
mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that you know that Jesus loves you too.
That's it. It's the whole point. And they knew you before, and there's... Honey, now they know there's a God.
Yeah, that's for sure. It took them a while to get used to that fact. But anyway, that's what today's podcast is about. If you don't know Jesus but you have a fear of disappointment. A lot of people don't go to church because they feel like they're going to be judged. Or
is that why you didn't go?
Yeah, I didn't want to be around all the self-righteous people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thought they were better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to the whole topic about, you know, this is the fear of man. That's where all this led.
Yeah, that was one of my fears. I didn't want to do that. I mean, I beat myself up enough. You know, I didn't need to be around people that would make me feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
But by the grace of God, after, you know, Christ came into my life, I went to a great church with a mentorship program, and it was totally opposite of what I thought. They realized that they're sinners. I remember my mentor, the first day he was with me, he told me, if you don't mind being mentored by a sinner, I'm all in.
Yeah.
But if you want someone that's perfect, I'm not the guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about, okay?
And there was fear there, even letting them know what's your BC before... Before Christ's days were.
I remember telling him my testimony, and after he picked himself off the chair, off the floor. That's the whole point, is don't be fearful.
Yeah.
Okay? And, get in a church that you know is going to encourage you.
Well, okay, so this is about not being fearful to ask what you need. Were you fearful to ask God for what you needed?
Yeah, because I didn't want him in my life.
Okay, well, why did that give you fear?
It didn't give me... It gave me a fear because I knew deep down that there's a God.
Mm-hmm. But did you think he was mad?
But I thought that he was going to punish me because I was so bad that there's no way he would want me in his kingdom. There's no way.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly who he wants.
That's exactly right. And then after I got saved and I started reading the books of the Bible about Noah and Moses and Paul and Ezekiel and Isaiah and all these prophets.
I mean, they had lampshades on their heads.
And David? Like, oh, my Lord. You know what I mean?
They're the lampshades.
Yeah.
They had the lampshades on their head too, just like
they did. And so,
God used them.
Yeah, but it was very encouraging for me to read the Bible.
Of course.
And so anyway, if you have that fear that maybe you've disappointed God, that you have a fear that he's going to reject you. Listen, and it's hard for me to even tell you this without crying.
Well, let me say this while you get a hold of yourself.
Yeah.
Fear is false evidence appearing real.
That's exactly right.
Fear tolerated is faith contaminated.
That's right.
Can you go back to your thought?
Well, without getting too over spiritual, but you know, this is what we're all about. That when Jesus drug that cross to the Calvary, It was nailed to it. He did that to get rid of your fear, to not worry about being disappointed or rejected, mm-hmm. to never have to be fearful again of man. Mm-hmm. So, Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who's listening to this podcast, who doesn't know you, who may have given their lives to you and have walked away, or possibly been in church for a long time, and you're realizing today, man, you know what? I've never given my life, my heart to Jesus. I've never done it. Been acting the part all these years. But then Monday through Saturday, I don't even think about it. You know what? Today's the day. No more disappointment. No more confrontation. And no more rejection. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I know that you hung on the cross. You died and you rose on the third day to give me a new life and an awesome new beginning. And Lord, because of the cross, I ask you for forgiveness of my sins. And you tell me my sins are forgiven. Lord, thank you for no more fear. Thank you for no more disappointment. Thank you for no more rejection. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And you know, since revealed to you what we wanted you to discover in this podcast, when we try to write those to make mm-hmm. it interesting, what we were saying we wanted to convey to you was to not have fear.
That's right.
In order to ask what you want. So now that you know that, there's one scripture that I would like to leave with you, and it's in 1 John 4:18, which is in the New Testament. And it says there's no fear in love, okay? And God is love. So if mm-hmm. you replace that word love with God when we read it, there's no fear in God, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth has not been made perfect in love.
That's right. So that's a beautiful scripture.
Well, yeah, and if you're fearful, you really need to get to know him, because yeah. he's the total opposite of that, okay?
That's right. If you gave your life to Christ today, we'd love to hear from you at info@livingitup.org. Go to our website, and if you have any comment, please do so. We'd love hearing from you. And gosh, what an awesome day.
It is.
You know, honey? And so if you have trouble asking for what you need, mm-hmm. you got fear you're going to be rejected
yep.
or confronted with it, you're not. Just say, Jesus, come into my life. And your disappointment and your confrontations and the rejection you think you're going to feel, you're going to see that, man, he is a loving God.
Mm-hmm. Keep living it up.
While beginning again. Mm-hmm.